How to Write a Book That Creates a Movement, Earns You a Fortune, and Changes the World with Hal Elrod. Hal is one of the highest rated keynote speakers in America, creator of one of the fastest growing and most engaged online communities in existence, and author of one of the highest rated best-selling books in the world, The Miracle Morning. The book has been translated into 27 languages and is practiced daily by over 500,000 people in 70-plus countries. If you would like access to the complete presentation, the show notes, the links, and the special resources for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/86.
You know how powerful a book can be to establish your expertise, position you in your market area, and sometimes even earn you some extra money. What about writing a book that could earn you a fortune? Or your book starting a movement? Or how about changing the world? Sounds too good to be true, right? After you hear Hal Elrod's presentation, you might have a mind shift. Hal's book, The Miracle Morning, is now selling over 10,000 copies a month, plus it's creating a movement worldwide with over 45,000 members in his Facebook group in 46 countries. Pretty impressive for a young man who not too long ago was clinically dead for 6 minutes after a drunk driver hit him. Then the doctors told him he'd never walk again. Hal is very much alive. He certainly can walk, and he's going to talk to us today about Beyond the Bestseller, how to write a book that creates a movement, earns you a fortune, and changes the world. Please welcome my friend, Hal Elrod.
Buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, you guys ready to have some fun?
Yeah.
All right, good. I have nothing fun planned for us. So the title of my message, the subtitle really tells a lot, how to write a book that creates a movement, earns you a fortune, and changes the world. It's a big promise to make, and I know there's a lot of people in the room that you don't have a desire to write a book, or maybe you didn't until today, right? There's been some pretty compelling messages around this topic. And then some of you already have written books, or you're in the middle of a book. We got Dean, who sold 3.4 trillion books, I think. Tucker's How I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell sold more than the Bible. You can Google that. And then Robin Sharma, you're humble, but I mean, I believe Robin has sold 10 million plus books.
Yeah,
which is 9,800,000 more than I've sold. So I think we should lobby for Robin to give the next 10-minute talk. But until then, you have to settle for me. So this is a quick kind of social proof. Garrett Gunderson sits down next to me, and I get insecure because I'm like, Garrett's a New York Times bestselling author. I didn't know he was going to be at my roundtable, right? And then afterwards, he goes, Hal, I've never thought about books this way. It completely changed the way about the book that I'm writing. And this is what he said. You know, Hal's strategy has been game-changing as my intention is to make my new book the number one financial book of the next decade. That wouldn't be possible without what I learned from Hal Elrod's Beyond the Bestseller. In case you don't know my backstory, this is me when I was 20 years old. I was hit head-on by a drunk driver. It's a long story. We had a 10-minute talk. Don't have time for the full story. But I died for 6 minutes. My heart stopped. I broke 11 bones. The whole left side of my body was just destroyed. And came out of a coma, was told I would never walk again. In case you didn't figure it out, I did walk again. But this shifted my focus of, I was in sales at that time, and went, maybe I'm meant to do more, and my life's been dedicated ever since to helping other people fulfill their potential. What do authors really want? And you see the word authors is in parentheses because you can swap it with entrepreneurs. I think that the answer to that question is true for whether you're an author or an entrepreneur. And I think we can boil it down to impact and income, right? That's really what we want. We want to make it scalable. How can we scale our impact so that while we're sleeping, we're impacting people? Right, and while we're sleeping, of course, we're bringing in money, and we're impacting our family, and we're bringing in money for our family. So how do you scale your impact and income? And that's the thing, is most books don't do that for authors. You know, most people ask, like, how do you monetize your book? What's your back end? I go, no, you just sell a lot of books, right? We do events and all the back end stuff, but how do you actually write a book that actually does create this extraordinary impact in the world and an extraordinary income for you and for your family? So quick rundown on The Miracle Morning. It was self-published in 2012. This year, it's going to traditionally publish in 21 countries by 21 of the top foreign publishers and translated into 21 languages. So the impact is kind of going global. 200,000 copies have been sold so far, but that doesn't really tell the story because I'm going to show you a graph later and you'll see that it sold like this for years and then it hit a tipping point. And we'll talk about why that is. And then the income, it's brought in $1.2 million conservatively in royalties in the last couple of years. That's not the back end. That's not our events. It's not the coaching. That's just in a self-published, Amazon has sent those kind of checks. And now it's about $6 per book as a self-published author. So $60,000 a month with, 10,000 books a month. If you're wondering, should I self-publish or should I traditionally publish? I discovered by accident this hybrid publishing model, if you will, self-published the book, and my philosophy was, I believe in the message. I'm going to promote the hell out of it. Why give all my rights and my royalties to a publishing house where I have to do all the work anyway? Because when this came out, I didn't have a platform. I didn't have anything. I didn't have any leverage. So I thought, I'll traditionally publish it until the publishers come after me. And then when that happened, I turned down all the U.S. deals, but was able to keep my self-published rights in the U.S. and then leverage that into go into all these foreign markets. So I've gotten over $200,000 in advances, but it's the distribution. It's in every bookstore in the U.K., every train station, every airport. It's the number one best-selling book in Korea out of every book in all of Korea right now. I couldn't have that reach without the traditional publishers in those countries. I'm not going to go to Korea and get a translator and shop the book around, right? So that's the hybrid publishing model that I kind of stumbled upon that anybody can do, right? If you believe in your book, you self-publish it here and then negotiate to keep those rights while it goes into foreign markets. It's one of the highest rated books on Amazon with 1,630 reviews. And what we'll talk about today is, you know, it lends to that, right? And obviously, if you go to Amazon and you see that many reviews, you go, well, this must be a good book. And I don't know about you guys, but I buy stuff on Amazon based on how many reviews and what the average reviews are. In terms of building your list, when I launched this, I had no platform. You'll see in the last, you see, this is May 25th. This is like 2 days ago. The last 30 days, right? How do I don't know how to do this. 11,166 new contacts. When I say 80% opt-in rate, what I mean is every book that I sell, 80% of the readers opt in to get the resources that are offered in the book. Now, I didn't know if that was good or bad. I was at a publishing conference a few weeks ago, and they announced that their average author got 8 to 12% opt-ins for the bonuses in their book. So I'm going to talk today about how do you make that 80%. Now, you'll notice it's actually 80%, but I only sold 10,000 books. How is it 11,000 opt-ins? We'll talk about that, too. How do you get more opt-ins than books that you're selling? The Facebook group, I just put this up here because Joe Polish is the first member of the Facebook group. But this was last month. It grows by about 200 to 300 members a day from around the world. And then serializing your book, right? This is something that, you know, the whole chicken soup for the soul model. Best-selling book series of all time. Any of us can model that. And so we have the Miracle Morning for all these books. You'll see our newest book that we have not designed a cover. That's not the final cover. But that is fellow Genius Network member Cameron Harold. We're doing the entrepreneur book. But you can serialize your book is another way to take it. Now, here's the deal. This tells a big part of the story. You'll see I published it in 2012, leveraged every human being I knew on the planet to please buy my book, and we sold 2,000 copies. I didn't have a platform. I didn't have a blog. I didn't have a podcast. I had nothing. So our sales dropped. I kept promoting. It took a year and a half of promoting. I've done over 250 podcast interviews. I've gone through Clint Arthur's TV training, celebrity, you know, launchpad. That's how long it took. And then if you look at the scale, now in the last, you know, since September, we were averaging 10,000 copies per month. So it's, again, if you're going, well, I don't have the platform. I'm not Tim Ferriss. I'm not, you know, I don't have the following, right? Sustained effort. If you believe in your message, you keep promoting it. You keep sharing it. Can you switch that so it counts down from there? No? Okay. So here's the four core strategies to go beyond the bestseller. And when I say beyond the bestseller, the premise of that is the idea that so much is promoted. You hit the bestseller list, hit a bestseller list. You look at a lot of best-selling authors. I can go to Amazon and look at their author rank and go, well, they were New York Times a year ago. Now they're the 676,000th book in sales on Amazon. So hitting a bestseller list versus having a book that sustains, you got to wait. Not that you can't do both. Number one, elicit behavior change. Number two, compel readers to opt in and share. Number three, and by the way, I have a handout that has all of this so you guys don't have to write down anything. Create a self-sustaining community, continue promoting until, and we're going to go into each of these. So number one, elicit behavior change. If this is all I taught you, I believe this is the single biggest differentiator from 98% of books out there and what you can do with your book. Most book change the way you think, right? And it's a very temporary value add because who's been there where you're reading a book? You go, oh my God, this book's, you're telling everyone you know. It's amazing for the 3 weeks that you're reading that book. Then you stop reading it. The thought changes that it created for you are replaced by the next book that you're reading, and you're not talking about that book anymore. But if that book had shifted your behavior in a way that was meaningful, where you started doing something different every day that added value to your life, Now you're telling every years later, why are you and your wife still doing that? What is that thing you guys do that's changing your life? Oh, I read this book 2 years ago. It put this routine in our life, and now our marriage has been better ever since. We do it every day or every week. How do you elicit behavior change? Three ways to do it. Rituals and routines. Give them something to do, right? Nick Kuzmic and I were talking about how he could take his niche of marketing and Facebook ads and ritualize it. And I told him, have them create a weekly ritual that they do where they assess their numbers, they track them, they do their marketing plan, something that adds value in a way where they're going to start to tell all their colleagues and all their friends. Second is daily affirmations. Everybody in this room, if you have a book, you should have a PDF download, which is simply an affirmation that reinforces the most important content in your book so that people are they're printing it off, which you're all, that's part of the opt-in strategy, but they're reading it every day, and they're through repetition, they're reinforcing the value that the book added as opposed to forgetting the value, which is what happens more often than not. And then number three, a 30-day challenge to transform. Give them a 30-day challenge to take what you're teaching them, your content, so that they can actually turn it into something that is going to stick with them and they're going to sustain beyond the reading of the book. Number two, compel readers to opt in and share. How do you do that? Number one, offer five. I have five. You can, the number's arbitrary. It could be three, it could be 10. Downloadable resources that are relevant and compelling to your content. So in the Miracle Morning book, the Miracle Morning, I talk about the power of affirmations. And then I say, hey, if you want to see my own affirmations that I actually used this year to write this book, which was a goal of mine for 3 years prior that I failed to do because I was afraid, if you have any goals that you're afraid of, go see the affirmations that I use so you can create your own, right? So that's number one. And if they go, I don't like affirmations, they keep reading, then there's another lesson I'm teaching around journaling, and they can download a sample of the Miracle Morning Journal. So the point is, there's five different touch points throughout the book that are all valuable and compelling, and if by the fifth one, they haven't opted in to get the downloads, either your bonuses suck or your book sucks, right? One of the two. But the point is offering those compelling downloads so that they're going to opt in. That's how we get the 80% opt-in. And then setting it up to opt in for readers to share your book. So in the book, I talk about the value of paying it forward and sharing something that's helping you. If this book's helping you, you can share it. Let me make it easy for you, right? Send your friends here. This, send them this link. They can get the first few chapters of the book for free. They can download a 15-minute video of me explaining it and teaching them how to do it. They can get a 60-minute audio so you don't have to do the work of convincing your friend why you're excited about the stuff that you're reading, right? Make it easy for them to share. And this is an example. This is simply the opt-in page that I have for the bonuses. You'll see you get the affirmations, the smoothie, the journal, the 30-day life transformation challenge kit. And then finally, create a self-sustaining community. The Miracle Morning community is one of the fastest growing and, more importantly, one of the most engaged, like quality engagement, right? Which, like, not the kind of engagement that you don't like, Paul. Like, good engagement. People are supporting each other, helping each other, giving advice to each other, not just liking. But here's how to do it. Special invitation in your book. At the beginning of my book starts out with a special invitation. If you're reading this and you want to tap into tens of thousands of people that are already doing this, now keep in mind, it started out with tens of people, right? When the book came out, it was, hey, if you want to tap into a community where this is blah, blah, blah. It was like my vision for the community, but it was just me and like 10 of my friends in there. But the point is, there's a special invitation in the beginning. Now, here's a little bonus ninja trick that I added later, which is a benefit of being a self-published author. I, at the end of the book, put a special invitation again, same exact page, but in the table of contents, it says in the beginning, a special invitation. At the end, it says a special invitation, and in parentheses, in case you missed it the first time. That tells them when they're looking at, that must be important. I'm going to really pay attention to that special invitation. Finally, a pinned post. Give new members simple steps to get started. So when they do come into the community, right away they're taking action. And finally, engage daily, right? So engaging, I engage daily because I am passionate about the whole community. But I have two different assistants, right, that go in there. They like posts, they comment on posts, they support the people in the community. And this is an example of how we duplicated this in a best month ever challenge community. You'll see that, so we have 3,500 members, but day one, we had like 200 people opt in and we had 180 posts. 200 people, 180 posts. They were given simple instructions to post what you're here for. What's your best month ever challenge? And number two, leave a comment, an encouraging, supportive, or helpful comment on someone else's post. So they posted and then they engaged and supported each other, and it created this self-sustaining community. And then number four, continue promoting until, and this is what I'm closing with, which is just simply, there's the reminder. Like, if you believe in your content, you believe in your message, you're really here to help people, right? You can't go, well, I tried it for a few months, it's not really getting traction, I'm gonna move on to the next shiny object, right? For me, this was like, I'm gonna promote this, I really believe this can change the world because it's changed my life, and it's changed the life of every person I've shared it with. So I'm committed to sharing this over and over and over every single day until it's created the impact that I know that it can. And that for you is my wish for you, is to have that level of commitment and to sustain whatever you're doing. So there's the wrap up. Elicit behavior change, compel readers to opt in and share, create a self-sustaining community, and continue promoting until. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Genius Network. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, please visit geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. If you would like access to the full presentation, the show notes, the links, and the special resources for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/86. That's geniusnetwork.com/86.